All unauthorized persons will please leave the chamber. All senators and guests in the gallery, please silence all electronic devices. All senators, please indicate your presence. A quorum is present, Mr. President.
A quorum being present, the Senate is called to order. Good afternoon. Welcome. Madam Secretary, please read the proclamation.
To the honorable members of the Florida Senate and the Florida House of Representatives, we, Don Gates, President of the Florida Senate, and Will Weatherford, Speaker of the Florida House of Representatives, by virtue of the authority vested in us by Article 3, Section 3C, Florida Constitution, and Section 11.011, Florida Statutes, do hereby proclaim, 1. That the legislature of the state of Florida is convened in special session pursuant to Article 3, Section 3C, Florida Constitution, and Section 11.011, Florida Statutes, at the Capitol in Tallahassee, Florida, beginning at 12 o'clock noon on Thursday, the 7th day of August, 2014, for a period of 9 days, ending at 11:59 p.m. on Friday, the 15th day of August, 2014. 2. That the legislature is convened for the sole and exclusive purpose of considering revisions to Chapter 2012-2, Laws of Florida, an act establishing the congressional districts of the state, to amend Congressional Districts 5 and 10 established under the act, consistent with the final judgment issued by the Circuit Court in Romo versus Detzner, consolidated cases number 2012 CA-412 and 2012 CA-490 in the Circuit Court of the Second Judicial Circuit in and for Leon County, Florida, and to make conforming changes to districts that are a direct result of the changes to the Congressional Districts 5 and 10. Signed, Don Gates, President, the Florida Senate, August 4, 2014. Will Weatherford, Speaker, the Florida House of Representatives, August 4, 2014, duly filed with and received by the Florida Department of State this 4th day of August, 2014, by Ken Detzner, Secretary of State. The reading of the proclamation, Mr. President.
You have heard the proclamation, and now will the senators and guests in the gallery please rise for the opening prayer to be given this afternoon by the Senator of the 4th District, Senator Bean. And following that, we will have the Pledge of Allegiance to be led by the Senator of the 31st District, the distinguished leader of the minority, Senator Smith. Senator Bean.
Thank you, Mr. President. Good afternoon and good afternoon, Florida Senate. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we come before you today asking your guidance and your blessing as we are now called together for a special purpose. We are thankful for many blessings our family and our loved ones and all those that we represent to be a part of a very blessed state and a blessed nation. We are thankful to those men and women who wore our red, white, and blue, who defend our freedom and our liberties, especially those who have given their lives in service to our country. Please grant their families peace and let them know that we are so grateful for their sacrifice, one that we can never fully repay. We ask a blessing for leaders all across America at every level. Give them courage and wisdom to do what is best to help this nation continue to be a shining beacon of freedom in a world that seems at times to be in tumult. Lord, we ask for winds of peace to blow wherever they are needed, especially right now in the Middle East, and may your healing power touch those that are suffering from disease. As we meet in the coming days, Heavenly Father, please strengthen this body to meet the challenge before us. We ask for patience in all our interactions so that we may work together peacefully for a better state. We ask for understanding the needs of our state and its citizens and for the wisdom to make the best choices with that knowledge. We ask for this strength and energy to do our work for the state of Florida. We ask all this in your name. Amen. Amen.
Leader Smith.
Thank you, Mr. President. Before we do the pledge, I just wanted the official record to show that the summer vacation plans were not ruined because of me this time. So
we've already prayed for you.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States
of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Senators may be seated. Senator Galvano has been appointed chair of the Senate Reapportionment Committee. Senator Galvano, Senator of the 26th District, You're recognized to explain the schedule for the special session, sir.
Thank you, Mr. President. And, Mr. President, what I'd like to do is briefly go over where we are and what the proposed schedule is for your Committee on Reapportionment, and then make a motion.
You're recognized for those purposes, sir.
Mr. President, senators, on August 4th, Senate Bill 2A was filed. Senate Bill 2A is essentially the enacted maps from 2012. This bill, as you saw in my memo from earlier this week, is a shell bill, and it's intended to be a timely vehicle given the time constraints that we have pursuant to the court order and the proclamation to be that vehicle for a remedial plan that we may put forward. It's necessary to do this because the circuit court did order, and I quote, that the legislature submit a remedial or revised map no later than noon on August 15th, 2014. In the meantime, I have directed, and staff has been from the Senate working with staff in the House, together with legal counsel, reviewing the judge's order and beginning to prepare a remedial plan that we can consider, together with any other plans that may come forward or any other amendments to 2A. The instructions were to create a plan that's consistent with the state constitution, the federal constitution, and then one that specifically addresses the concerns raised by the circuit court in the July 10th final judgment, and then again as procedurally in the August 4th or August 1st 2014 order. This amendment will post sometime early this afternoon, and I believe we also already have a plan submitted by Senator Soto, and there may be others that are in the process. Today at 2:30, we'll conduct a meeting simultaneous with the House Redistricting Committee. It will start at 2:30 and at 6 p.m. It's going to take place in 412 Knott. Obviously, everybody is welcome to attend that meeting. The agenda for that meeting will be to have legal counsel from both the House and the Senate explain where we are legally and to go through the details of the orders, the July 10th final judgment and the order, and to take questions from the committee. We will also have some discussion, and I also anticipate that we will have public comment. The committee will meet again on August the 8th from 10:15 until 6 p.m. to take up Senate Bill 2A and any amendment that has been proposed to that Senate bill. The amendment deadline for that will be 8:15 a.m. Friday morning, August the 8th. And I want to make sure everyone understands that these amendments are a little more difficult when you are involving maps. And so please get with staff. I believe a two-hour lead time is cutting it close. So if you have a plan, make sure that you give enough time for staff. In order to stay on track, it's necessary for the special order group to meet and put Senate Bill 2A on the calendar, special order calendar, for Monday. The amendment filing deadline for floor amendments, if that occurs, is 5 p.m. Saturday, August the 9th. So that's a brief overview of where we are and what the schedule is. And if you would entertain it, Mr. President, I'll make a motion at this time.
You're recognized.
Mr. President, I move that the rules be waived and that the amendment deadline for Monday's special order calendar be 5 p.m. on Saturday, August the 9th.
All in favor of the motion by Chair Galvano, say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, say no. Shall the motion adopted by the required two-thirds? We will now proceed. Thank you very much, Chairman Galvano. We'll now proceed to the reading of the bills filed within the call. The Secretary will read each bill, the first time by number, by introducer and title, and announce the reference that's been made by the President.
Senate Bill 2A by Senator Galvano, relating to the establishment of the congressional districts of the state. President's reference, reapportionment. The reading of the bills within the call, Mr. President.
Senator of the 6th District, Senator Thrasher, for what purpose do you rise, sir?
For a couple of motions, Mr. President.
You're recognized.
Mr. President, the special order calendar group will meet 15 minutes after adjournment today. I see both of my members are here, so we'll proceed with that. And I'm ready to close this out if you're ready, Mr. President, unless you had anything you wanted to add.
Do you have any motion cards? Do you have any other business to conduct? If not, Leader Smith, is there anything else before we adjourn for the day? Leader Beniquisto? Senator Thrasher, you're recognized.
Mr. President, I move that the Senate adjourn until Monday, August the 11th at 12 noon or upon the call of the President for the purpose of holding committee meetings and conducting other Senate business.
Without objection, the Senate now is adjourned for the day.